Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. You have your guys, James, here behind the microphone, Seth and Melissa here with you. And we are joined right now by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. I want to say hello to Michael Carroll. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there?
Hey, it's going just great.
Good to hear. Good to hear. What has Mother Nature got in store for us today?
Well, a fairly quiet forecast not only here at the remainder of this work week, but even into your upcoming weekend, and those temperatures gradually headed in the right direction. In fact, by the time we get to your weekend, we'll be talking some lower 60s for highs by the time we get to your Saturday. Still a touch shy of average for today, some lingering cloud cover out there yet this morning. Gradually increasing sunshine, though, by this afternoon, and we're headed up into the upper 40s later on today. Northwesterly breezes 5 to 15 miles per hour. Then for tonight, clear and calm. Overnight low is a bit colder overnight with those clear skies dropping back into the upper 20s. And then for your Thursday, we'll call it a mixture of clouds and sunshine for tomorrow with highs headed up to 56 degrees. Even some upper 50s for highs on your Friday, starting the day off with some cloud cover, but sunshine making a return by the afternoon and a quiet weekend in store. Saturday up to 61 for a high. Sunday upper 50s, close to that 60-degree mark, and still expecting quiet weather conditions there for your Halloween Monday itself and above average with highs in the upper 50s Monday. Tuesday close to 60, and probably not going to see any rain chances until about Thursday of next week coming up, so fairly extended stretch of some dry weather looking forward. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
We dig that forecast, Michael. Thank you for that. That's awesome. It sounds good.
Yeah, enjoy it. Have a great day.
You have a good one, too. Thanks for the time, and always a big shout-out to our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Appreciate them so very much joining us. That is nice, and really nice to hear that Halloween is going to be looking that way. It's seeming more and more like we're going to have a dry Halloween.
Dry and warmer.
Yeah.
We don't have to wear snowsuits to go trick-or-treating.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is one of the things that every kid in the Midwest had one at least one Halloween costume that was way too thin or just wasn't built for Wisconsin weather.
Nope.
Every one of us experienced that at least once.
Yes.
We're actually going to get into Halloween costumes in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to discuss what we're going to do as a team as a Halloween costume.
Okay.
We'll get into that after some entertainment news in the 9 o'clock hour. This hour, plenty coming up. Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. We're going to be joined by Phil Hartley from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Phil will be in studio.
Yeah.
That's all coming up.
That's cool.
Right now, I double checked. It's been 2 weeks I've been sitting on this story because I was looking to get into it with you guys, but we just haven't had the time to fit it in. So I made time today. Donuts and zodiac signs. That's what we're doing. They go hand in hand, like peanut butter and molasses. They really, Donuts are one of life's little luxuries. There's just something about pairing the perfect donut with your favorite coffee order that hits the spot every time. From classic glazed jelly to Boston cream, their wonderful donuts just keep giving. But lately it seems like more and more donut shops are opening with over-the-top flavors and fillings. If you find yourself feeling overwhelmed by all the choices, we've consulted, or I should say they have at Best Life, they have consulted their resident astrologer to help pair up each zodiac sign with your favorite flavor.
Oh, good.
Fine.
Wait, in-house astrologer? Wait a minute.
Where's ours? We have one, right?
Right. Where is Kyle? Where is he?
I think we stuck him in the closet because we didn't need him for a while.
Kyle, you busy? Kyle. Oh, okay. That's a shame. We have him on the payroll for this one type of thing, and he's asleep. That's a shame. We'll just dive into this and have fun with this one, you guys. Please do not take this overly seriously. If there's a donut you love and it's not under your zodiac sign, love your donut.
No, I can never eat it again.
Yeah, exactly, right? For Aries, baked apple cider donuts.
Baked apple cider donuts.
I've never seen one.
They're so dang
good. They sound
good.
Delicious.
Oh, yeah. They're so good. Oh, yeah. Those are amazing, you guys.
People, so baked as opposed to deep fried?
Deep fried, good, too. They're good both ways. Yeah.
Take them any way you want.
I need a boot deep fried, I'll be honest. I'm a sucker for deep fried stuff. People born under the sign of Aries are bright and over-the-top folks who love to be the center of attention. As the first sign of the zodiac and the self-proclaimed leader of the signs, you're early to rise and tackle the day. You're known for being daring and fun, so you need a treat with just as much personality. That's why a baked apple cider donut is a good fit.
Nice.
Okay.
Taurus, a jelly donut.
Jelly donut.
Oh, classic jelly donut.
I should mention, you have to say your sign when we get to it.
Okay.
Yeah. Mine's at the end, so.
And for those out there who don't know the zodiac signs, I'm just going to throw out the dates, too.
Good idea.
April 20th to May 20th is Taurus, according to this, because they're different ones.
Yep, that's my dad.
Yeah. Yep. But great idea, Melissa. I apologize. I should have thought of that. Taurus is the sign that symbolizes indulgence and luxury, so you're always up for a treat yourself. You work hard and focus on your goals, but you also understand the importance of enjoying the fruits of your labor. Some people might think your stubborn ways make you incapable of dealing with change, but really you just know something good when you see it or taste it.
Enjoy the fruits of the donut.
Mm-hmm, there are a few donut variations, more classic and tasty than a jelly donut. The center is a perfect pair to a light, airy dough.
I do like a good jelly donut.
I do too.
I am on the outside of that.
Yes,
one.
Yeah.
I am not a jelly.
I know
guy.
You are.
Gemini, now, because I am a donut hole guy, I'm the opposite. I want more donut. I don't even want the hole in the darn thing. Yeah. Give me the dough from that.
Yeah.
Gemini is May 21 through June 20th.
Thank you, Mel. Geminis are also are known for their love of trying new things. You're a naturally curious person who has an active mind and a desire to learn. While other signs cringe at the thought of change, you're the first to volunteer for a new adventure. A bag of donut holes is the perfect way for you to try a variety of flavors at once without purchasing a full baker's dozen. Not only that, but these portable pastries are the perfect sweet treat to share with your many friends.
There you go.
True story.
Donut holes are perfect. Cancer.
That's June 21st to July 22nd.
Lemon blueberry donut.
Oh, that sounds good.
I've never had that, but that does sound pretty good.
Lemon and blueberry go so well together.
I've had it in a muffin. Never had it in a donut.
They are really good in muffins. The Quick Trip blueberry donut is really good, too.
Yeah, it is.
I've really gotten into blueberries in the last year. I've really been enjoying them.
Blueberries are awesome.
Yeah.
Any way you do it.
Amazing. Yep, they're amazing.
Awesome.
For you.
Oh, and they're good for you, Mel? That's cool. Yeah. That's good
Who
to
knew?
Hear. See, everybody? I mean, you need something that's good for me, even if it is just the flavor of it.
Muffin form.
Yeah, exactly.
Artificial blueberry flavoring.
I'm the person that I'll get some fruit in my life and I eat a jelly donut.
This is carrot cake. I'm eating my veggies too.
It's in the name.
Cancers are known for loving comfort and predictability. You're a bit of an introverted homebody who likes to recharge after a long and stressful day by cozying up with your favorite things. You're also most likely to try something new. Or you're also less likely to try something new. If you do switch it up, though, you'd prefer to do it with a dose of nostalgia. A sweet and tangy lemon blueberry donut is ideal for a classic flavor with a tasty trend.
Okay. I'm there, but I'm not a Cancer, so I guess I can't have it.
Yep.
No, not for you.
Leo.
That's me.
Ooh, July 23rd through August 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
Strawberry frosted donut, or more well known to me, the Homer Simpson donut.
Oh, how about that?
That's pretty good.
I get the Homer donut.
That's pretty good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they are exactly what they sound like. Incredible. Leos are feisty and colorful folks who never miss a chance to steal the spotlight. That's like the opposite of you.
I was going to say, wait a minute.
You naturally attract attention with your over-the-top personality, friendly conversational skills, and the fact that you're always the first one on the dance floor. Bursting with sweet strawberry flavor and the color covered in colorful sprinkles, it's hard not to notice how a strawberry frosted donut stands out among the rest.
Okay, but this does describe Seth on stage.
Absolutely.
That's different. Yeah, that's different.
And if you get to know Seth, or even if you've heard him on the air here, he's got a great conversational skills. He's got a great personality, a very unique personality. But I wouldn't say I've got to step out in the spot. I got to get ahead of people kind of thing.
No, that's what I think of it. That is not me. But I'm still going to eat the donuts because they sound delicious.
So. They do sound. Yeah, they're really good. Yeah. Virgo.
Okay, August 23rd through September 22nd.
Chocolate maple donut.
Ooh, that looks good.
Chocolate maple. Yeah.
I am not going to be able to finish this segment. this is all I'm going to be thinking
about.
He's
drooling now, I mean.
Chocolate maple flavored donut. Oh, sorry. That's all I'm seeing in this page. All the words have changed to chocolate paper. I'm sorry, everybody. There's a lot you're looking to get done in life, Virgo, and nothing can deter you from your path. You like to start your day off with something more balanced and unusual, rotate between the same few staples to keep things simple. It's not because you're boring, but rather because you value efficiency and practicality. You probably won't treat yourself to a donut often, so when you do, it has to be the most decadent one on the menu, like a chocolate maple donut. This seasonal favorite also reminds you of all things autumn and sweater weather, which is the perfect way to celebrate your birthday season.
There you go. See, you should have been a Virgo, James. That's what you're
Born
in the wrong month, man.
My mom will be the first to tell you that one. Yeah. Libra.
Yep, sorry, I lost the thing for a second.
Oh, that's
good. It is September 23rd through October 22nd.
Thanks, ma'am. Devil's Food Cake Donut. I have not had these, but man, put one in me now.
Wow, that
looks
delicious.
Yeah, I would eat that.
Yeah, it looks really good. It's got chocolate sprinkles on it too, Melissa.
But does it have the frosting?
Yes.
Coconut frosting? Oh,
man, that looks good.
Yeah, I eat that.
You might expect the balanced scales of Zodiac to choose a traditional donut flavor, but Libra also loves to be a bit sinful once in a while. You tend to spend your time playing peacemaker, and while you're good at it, you need to put yourself first often. After all, what's the point of in being good if you don't let your wild side out to play sometimes? Have a bit of cheeky fun with your next order and grab yourself a Devil's Food Cake Donut. The rich and chocolatey cake donut will hit the spot and leave you looking to go back for seconds.
You know, I have to pause here for a second, and probably the best PR move that Satan ever made was getting a chocolate thing named after him. Mm-hmm. So he always his name is always out there. Devil's Food, yeah. Man. Yep. He's like, yeah, I got that one, man. I got that one.
Some great marketing.
Great
PR skills. Not didn't do a lot of that. His PR team, like a lot of turnover there. Turnover in that department. But you know, this one they got right.
They got this one right.
Scorpio.
That's October 23rd through November 21st.
Boston Cream Donut.
Oh boy.
Ooh.
Scorpio.
This is people right now.
That's a good point. Yeah. Scorpio is no stranger to intensity of life. You're known for being the dark and mysterious sign, and even though not everyone can deal with your boldness, you never let it bring your mood down. Secretive on the outside, but passionate and sweet on the inside, the Boston Cream Donut is your match made in donut heaven. Just like you, this humble treat looks unsuspecting, but you're in for a surprise when you bite in and find the light and creamy center.
Nice. Boston Cream
donut
is a good one.
Heaven.
That is donut heaven. Yeah.
Sagittarius.
November 22nd through December 21st.
A crueler.
Crawler. It's been pronounced many different ways.
Optimistic and adventurous, people born under the sign of Sagittarius love to put themselves in new and exciting situations. You're always looking to challenge yourself, learn more, and expand your mind by immersing yourself in new cultures. Therefore, this donut is perfect for you. Your perfect donut flavor will be just as quirky as you are, and the crawler checks all those boxes. This deep-fried donut has a crispy exterior and a fun spiral design that is sure to catch your eye and delight your taste buds.
They're simple but tasty, I got to say. Those are really good.
Yeah, they are.
Capricorn.
December 22nd through January 19th.
Classic glazed donut. Capricorns are known for being the most reliable and dedicated members of the Zodiac. When you give your word to something, you know that you can trust it. Original glazed donuts never fail to deliver. Not only is the old favorite delicious for any occasion, but it's also one of the most popular donut flavors all year long.
Oh, yeah.
Aquarius.
January 20th to February 18th. This one's me.
Baguettes.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
And I am a big fan of those. People born under the sign of Aquarius are fun-loving, intelligent, and easygoing. You prefer to go against the grain, which also makes you the rebel of the Zodiac. So it shouldn't shock anyone. Like, it doesn't shock any of us that Mel is an Aquarius. So it shouldn't shock anyone that your donut choice of choice isn't technically a donut at all, but rather a baguette. Still, these delicious regional treats have all the same elements that you crave in a donut. The deep-fried fritters are served piping hot and generously dosed with powdered sugar.
Wow. I had to look them up to make sure I knew what they were, but yeah, they're the twisted ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good. I do like those.
Okay, well, that's cool.
I guess I'll take it.
That's good. That works.
Apparently, well, my Anders is also an Aquarius, so also red hair has something to do with it. I don't know.
That's a good one. That's good. How funny that would be if we found out like 90% of like red haired people or brown or whatever certain color like landed under a zodiac.
That'd be hilarious.
That'd be really weird.
Yes, it would be.
And I know there's one more, but we're not going to do it because I refuse to. I refuse to.
Do it. Just because you didn't get the Homer donut. Come on.
Fine.
Be a good sport, James.
Come on. Fine.
Yep.
Pisces.
February 19th to March 20th.
That's me.
And Roan as well.
Right. Toasted coconut donut. They did it. They did it, gang. They made me not like a donut. And of all the donuts I could have gotten.
That was hilarious. Oh, my gosh.
What do you have against coconut?
I don't really know. I just don't. I'm not a huge fan of the flavor. Like, I actually don't mind the flavor as much as the shavings I don't like.
Texture thing.
Yeah. And that's what they got on these donuts here. If it was a coconut-flavored donut, maybe I'd give it a try, but I don't know. Pisces are known for being emotionally aware, kind-hearted, and sensitive. As a water sign, you're a dreamer and a lover with the kind of personality that makes you popular and fun to be around. Oh, that latter part. Oh. You'll need a donut that parallels your pleasantness with while also honoring your independence and artistic streak. Toasted coconut donuts are Toasted coconut donuts are light and fluffy with a crunchy topping that's a match made in heaven for Pisces. Plus, these tropical flavors all will remind you of long walks on the beach and salty sea air.
It's like a bad dating profile.
Is that good? Now
oh,
it does.
Man.
Oh, it really does. I like tropical flavors that remind me of long walks on the beach and salty sea air. I'm a big fan of those.
Coconut.
Yeah, so, I got a busy day tomorrow. I think we should just call it a night.
My favorite color is topaz. Where are you going? They don't know what that voice was.
I don't know, but it was a good one. I like that voice.
I don't know what it was.
Awkward man voice. That's I like that. Let's keep that one.
Whatever your zodiac sign, whatever your favorite donut, enjoy. I do think a fun thing, like for me, I have never had a coconut flavored donut or anything like that.
So James,
maybe
it'd
be a good idea to try.
Yeah, I'm going to suggest you try the Hostess donuts, coconut crunch. I think you'd actually like those.
I am a big Hostess fan.
They don't have the flaked coconut on them. It's crunchy. Coconut is crunchy.
That I definitely will try. You got me on that. Nice job, Mel. Right. Nice job.
You're welcome.
Plus there's lots of
I'm
sugar.
I'm here for you.
Yes. We will take a break. We'll come back and get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Do some celebrating when we get back here on Mornings on WFHR.
Now this is Garth Brooks. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Not all of you are singing.
Happy birthday to you. Oh, thank you, Mr. Brooks. Thank you, Mr. Brooks. Garth Brooks, everybody. Garth, you don't got to go. You can stay. Okay, Garth is leaving.
All right. He's a busy man.
Busy guy. That was nice of him to stop by. It is time, everybody, one of our favorite parts of the day, to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank them for sponsoring the Birthday and Anniversary Club. Wish them a great day.
Mm-hmm.
Get yourself some Misty's in your life.
Yeah.
We have got three possible qualifiers here. Seth, they're going to make you give me a 1 through 3.
Let's do two today. Let's do the sandwich one.
All right. There we go. That gives us our qualifier. So we can dive right into things. And first up, we got a 59th anniversary.
Oh.
Chuck and Carol Korn.
Wow.
Ooh.
59th?
Happy anniversary.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's cool.
The 60th anniversary is a diamond, and the 55th is an emerald. So cut the difference and get a green diamond. I don't know.
There you go. Yeah. That's great.
Happy 59th, you two. That is beautifully romantic. That is awesome. Chuck and Carol. You have a great
anytime
one.
Anytime you get it, and every anniversary after 50 is like gravy, man.
Yeah.
Because it's just not so cool. Love it.
Also want to wish a very happy birthday to Ron Szymanski.
Happy birthday, Ron.
Happy birthday, Ron.
Enjoy your day, Ron. Hope it's a good one for you.
Yeah.
And our qualifier today, Emily Hansen.
Emily, congratulations and happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Have a great day, Emily. Hope it's a good one for you. I've always liked that name, Emily.
Emily.
It's a good name.
Yes,
good name.
Very good.
I have an Aunt Emily that is just the best.
That's awesome.
Perfect.
That's cool. Yeah. Taking a look at some celebrity birthdays for today. CM Punk is 44. I mean, he's not. They're calling him in this article a retired wrestler. He's currently wrestling in AEW. So I don't know what they're talking about. Sometimes these Wise Brothers, man, I'm telling you.
Not so wise.
Yeah. No. 44 and still a draw as a professional wrestler.
That's amazing.
He's also one of these guys that's gone from WWE to UFC and AEW and all this stuff and been completely his own original self the entire time. He's also similar to like The Undertaker or certain wrestlers. He's kept the same kind of like gimmick going the whole career. And I think there's a lot of impressive things with wrestlers that are able to do that. The most impressive thing to me of The Undertaker is that he has kept the same guy going. He was the dead man for a little while there where he rode in on a motorbike and stuff, but he's always been the same character.
Yep.
Think of that. That's impressive on any level of creativity to be able to keep that going. It's it's what I think of with soap operas. Soap operas don't get reruns. They it's year round, baby. They got to work, and those writers are coming up with stuff. And is it good stuff always? No. Is it Shakespeare? Not even close.
They're in a deadline.
But it doesn't need to be.
They're coming up with stuff.
Yeah. They're putting out content. They're still doing it. Like, that's impressive to me.
Maybe they said retired because he's retired from mixed martial arts.
Oh, maybe that's what they meant. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
John Heder is 45. He's Napoleon Dynamite.
Okay.
He really killed it in that role. He spun that into a good career for a little while there. I don't know. I haven't seen him in a long time, though.
Yeah.
Florence Kazumba is 46. She is Io in Black Panther. Going to be seeing her next month.
Ooh, nice. All right. Can't wait.
Seth MacFarlane is 49. He is Captain Mercer on the Orville, the Family Guy creator. He also does the voice of Peter, Stewie, Brian, and Quagmire.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he does.
Keith Urban is 55.
Keith Urban is 55?
Really? That took me by surprise a little bit.
Use the wrong accent, though. He's Australian.
Yeah, Keith Urban, 55, mate.
55. Yeah.
55. of course, married to Nicole Kidman. He's a former American Idol judge. And, a world-famous singer-songwriter and all that. Speaking of world-famous singer-songwriters, Natalie Merchant is 59 today.
Ooh, really?
59. Oh.
Wonder, Carnival, great songwriter. Was Natalie? No, I'm mixing it up. No, she wasn't.
Natalie Merchant was the lead singer for 10,000 Maniacs before she went on to a solo career.
That I remember. She's not the one that's married to Paul Simon, though, or was married to Paul Simon.
I don't think
No. She's good, though. She's great. Great,
very good
voice.
Songwriter, yeah.
I remember seeing them on 10,000 Maniacs on SNL and blown away by her voice being even better live than it was recorded.
Yep.
Tom Cavanaugh is 59. He was in The Flash and some other stuff.
Oh yeah, that's the where I heard his name before. Yeah.
What's the difference between you and everybody else in here in Shermalot? Unlike some Robin Hood actors, I have an English accent. As you will.
Must be Cary Elwes.
It's Cary Elwes' 60th birthday. The Man in Black himself.
Cary Elwes is still one of my all-time favorites. He has had such a fascinating career of all the different projects he's been in. Mm-hmm. You know, and he can do the British thing because he was raised half of his life in England and then in the United States. He can do both perfectly. He can go between the accents like nothing. I mean, it's crazy, but yeah.
Easily a top 20 influence for me.
Yes.
One of my favorites of all time. One of those guys when I wasn't in Inigo Montoya, I was the Man in Black.
Dread Pirate Roberts.
Yes,
Roberts.
Just such a classically, wonderfully trained actor, and as good as he is on screen, from everything I hear, he's even better off screen. Like, he's just one of these people everybody loves, they love to work with. He kind of faded out of the public eye for a little bit there by choice. He wanted to focus on his family, wanted to focus on other aspects of creativity, And man, am I happy when he came back to, I think it was Psych was the first time
Psych,
I saw him.
Psych, he did
come
a couple
back.
Of really big guest stars on Psych, and he did a great job with it. Oh my gosh.
He's something. That's a pretty cool one. Happy 60th to Carrie.
I'm trying to remember what he played in Stranger Things. I don't.
He was the mayor. He was the mayor in like season 3, I think he came in.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't seen season 3 yet.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like, I don't remember him. I would have remembered him. I love him.
He's so great. Dylan McDermott is 61. Great actor. He's turned into a good character actor, too, which I really admire about him.
They tried to turn him into a leading man type, and it didn't quite work out. But, boy, he's been a very good character actor, though. Yes.
The great Rita Wilson is 66. Of course, married to Tom Hanks, but was a great actor herself. Where they met was the movie Punchline, which was the first kind of darker, serious role Tom Hanks ever did. Mm-hmm. Plays a stand-up comedian. Sally Field is in it and was fantastic, I believe. But Rita Wilson was in that movie too. They met, and things kind of worked out pretty good for them.
Yes, I love that they're still together too.
It's so
wonderful.
Cool.
Yeah. It's a great story.
You can make the argument, greatest bass player of all time, Bootsy Collins, born on this day. Parliament Funkadelic's own is 71, Seth.
Bootsy's 71. He can't be that old.
It can't be.
Bootsy can never get that old, right?
It's literally impossible that Bootsy Collins can hit retirement age.
Yes.
Yeah, that can't happen. No. Hillary Clinton, 75.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Former First Lady, Senator, I believe.
Yes, she was Senator from New York.
Senator, and ran for office. Got closer than any woman genuinely has to the front office.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Oh, one of the best to ever do it. Pat Sajak is 76.
Still going strong.
Yeah.
I heard recently someone was on... was on the Wheel of Fortune, and they were a comedian and they were put on there, and he was talking about Pat. He's just one of the nicest guys.
Yeah.
He loves chatting. That's the reason he's been doing this all this years. He loves meeting people and he loves chatting with them, he seems like a guy that's just perfect for his job.
I've always heard too, Pat Sajak, one of those guys that stays long afterwards to talk to people that came to watch the filming, signing autographs and those things. I've always heard he's one of those givers of his time.
Yep.
And for those that don't know, especially in radio, great interview. Like, really just lets it all hang out. Like, especially as long... It reminds me a little bit of Quincy Jones at the end of his life, where Quincy didn't care anymore.
No filter.
Like, I'm just going to tell it like it is.
Yeah.
Pat Sajak has kind of always been that way in radio interviews. Like, not so much when you get him in person, but on the radio, he just kind of lets loose. For those that don't know, he started out in radio.
That's correct. He did.
Really? He was an old radio head and everything, and kind of pivoted that into the career he is in now.
Yep.
But
who doesn't remember the Pat Sajak show?
Oh, God.
The late night talk show. That wasn't quite so good. But anyway.
No. And I give him so much credit. He was on the Dan Levitard show years ago, and they were talking to him about that. He just took it so, like, such a self, and making fun of himself and all that and having fun with it. He's like, I remember him saying about that, we didn't think this would work, but if you don't know, you don't know unless you try.
Right.
To take like a chance like that, because there was a chance that he was going to be welcomed back to Wheel of Fortune.
Right.
So he was kind of taking one gig over another. Luckily, he got to keep the other job. But he only did because the show tanked so fast.
Yeah, it did.
But still, that's pretty cool.
Yep.
We're going to take a break, but before we do, want to wish a very happy 59th anniversary to Chuck and Carol Korn.
Mm-hmm. Happy anniversary, very much.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to Ron Szymanski.
Happy birthday, Ron.
And a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Emily Hansen.
Congratulations. Yeah,
congratulations and happy birthday.
Stick around for Melissa's news. We got Phil Hartley in studio from Quality Plus Printing with your Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday all coming up and plenty more. So while you're sitting back and waiting, head on over to Misty's Menu. Get on over there. They're open from 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a good day from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We are joined right now by our good friend Phil Hartley from Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out. Of course, Quality Plus Printing, a sponsor of Playmakers, and you hear them through our commercial breaks all over the place. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning, everyone. How's everybody doing today?
Doing good. How are you
doing? We're doing good. Yeah,
cool. Get to be live and in studio.
It's awesome. Nice to have you in studio,
Phil. Beautiful building.
Yeah, but it doesn't... Can you turn his mic on?
Whoops.
Seth's mic's on. Two is not in.
Yeah,
I
see. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Now you should be able to hear him. We don't use this third mic very often.
Yeah, that's right.
There we go.
No wonder they brought me in.
Yeah.
Hey, there you go.
So you couldn't hear me.
Yeah. Well, kind of. You were in an echo chamber.
Oh,
Phil joins us every Wednesday around this time with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. What do you got for us today, Phil?
Well, first of all, I have to say, it was really neat meeting Garth Brooks out in the parking lot.
Yeah, that had to be cool. That had to be cool. Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah.
Nice, you had to kind of rush out of here.
Nice guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, real giver of his
time. Took some time, signed some autographs. Yeah, going out for lunch later. It's awesome. So anyway, the word of the day, interlocutor.
Ooh.
Interlocutor.
Ooh. Yeah, how about that? Oh. I had to write it down because it's multiple syllables, and I knew I wouldn't remember it all the way over here.
I wouldn't have. Yeah. Nicely done.
So we're all interlocutors here this morning, I think, right?
Okay.
It's a person who takes part in dialogue or a conversation.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah. We all fit that
Seth's
one.
Seth's an interlocutor. James and Melissa, we're all, even I, this morning, an interlocutor.
Oh, is that cool? That's a good one. Good choice, especially in studio.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's nice.
So you can go around, talk to people and say, I'm an interlocutor. You can add that to your resume if you want.
I like that.
Business cards, we print those.
I like,
business
cards.
If you want to put interlocutor on your business card.
Very true. Nicely done, Phil.
Nice.
I was telling Phil here when we came in off air that where I know that word from is old minstrel shows. The master of ceremonies was always called Mr. Interlocutor.
Wow.
So he was the guy that kind of led things off.
Now that's
so started,
like a superhero title, isn't it?
Yeah. It does sound pretty cool.
Mr. Interlocutor.
Be a guest on She-Hulk or something.
Oh, yeah. There is definitely, give it a couple months and there's going to be a superhero. We'll see it. It's coming out.
Just goes around talking to people.
Yeah, that's his superpower. It's a great communicator. That's a great word, Phil. That's a good one.
I like that one. It's fun to say, too. Interlocutor.
Yes.
That's something I meant to ask last week. Is that part of the words you choose? That they're fun to say.
Oh man, that's just an added bonus.
You know, if you find one, you go,
that's fun. I got to go around saying that.
Yeah,
that makes it a good choice. Doesn't
it's a fun
it?
Word.
Yeah.
And it's always fun over at Quality Plus Printing. You guys have a great atmosphere over there. How are things at the shop?
Doing really well. Yeah, McKenna, Tracy, Kathy, all over there working hard this morning while I'm over here interlocuting with you. I don't know if that's a word. Interlocuting.
You pulled it off to me. I thought it worked.
They're doing good. We were printing yesterday a really neat piece. Suffolk County Humane Society is coming out with a cookbook that they're going to do quarterly put it out for sale. They obviously raise funds for the furry friends that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got to print that up yesterday, and that'll be on sale soon. So that was kind of a neat project coming in, you know, again, off the street like that.
Yeah.
So fun. Yeah. There's not a day where we don't get a new adventure and some new customers in. And again, we take people off the street. We're printing a whole bunch of books for a Taekwondo studio today that he just walked in and said, can you print me 500 of these or whatever? Yes. You know, he's got something coming up, John, down there. And so, you know, things like that. That's awesome. It's just awesome. And great customers. Can't say enough.
And, you know, there are a lot of great things out there as far as printing goes and everything. There are very few where you can walk in right out the street and, hey, here's my idea, and we'll work with you.
Yeah.
We're going to we'll figure this out.
Verso called us yesterday with, I'm going to, Billerud. Now, I've worked for Verso so many years, I forgot how to say the new name, but Billerud.
Yeah.
And they gave me a project, a friend there, they need barcodes printed up over their bays where they put their paper and put their things, and they don't have the ability to do it where they are, so they brought it to me, and I downloaded a font, you know, and figured it out, and we're printing those today, too, and working with them. So it's just projects like that that make life interesting, but also it's good business for us, and we get to work with a local company. So
that's all great.
It's Kurnas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, Alyssa. And when you're doing this, you can feel good because not only you're supporting a local business at Quality Plus Printing, but you're supporting a business that puts back in their community. We don't see this as often as we'd like, but even with a newer business and newer owners and everything, where you hopefully things seem to be going great over there. But even when they're going great, there's stuff to do. You haven't been doing this a year yet,
right?
And yet, Phil, I see Quality Plus Printing all over the place, putting back into this community. I cannot tell you how proud I am to work with you guys. You and I have always gotten along, but this is a different level. This is really cool, man.
That.
It's above and beyond what you guys do.
I appreciate that. We have a couple things I believe in. One is you get what you give, right? And so if you get back, if you can get involved, it comes back to you. It just does. Not that you're looking for it. but I'll tell you that over and over it does. It just, it's how I've gotten some places in my life, not because I expected it, it's just because it came to me, because you're out there and you're trying to do something to help somebody else, right? And the word up over my, we use this, the first word of the week, lanyap, right? The first word of the week we did, and it just means try to give more than what people think you should, you know, and do your best to do that. And all the people that work with me over there are all in tune with that.
That helps. They're all in tune with that.
Oh yeah, and it's awesome. It's a fun feeling when you know when you come to work in the morning. You know everybody's giving their best, and their best is very good.
You guys are amazing at being able to copy anything. You can't copy that. You can't. There's only one original. There's only one Quality Plus Printing. I encourage you to reach out to them. They open. You guys open around 8. You guys have been open for a little bit here.
Yeah, we're there starting at 7 really. So we had a guy walk in this morning. It was totally dark in there at 7:30, but he knew we were there, you know what I mean? So he just walked in.
I can't tell you how many times that's happened to us.
Yeah, here. Right.
I hear you. Yeah, join our friends. Their doors are open. They're at 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. You can always give them a call as well at 423-7440, 423-7440. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. It's great following. It's a great way to keep up on some of the fun things that Phil was just talking about. And really good follow.
No, thanks a lot. I tried to put the job of the week out there. Like, you'll see it. Picture of that cookbook out on Facebook that we work on. And so it's fun to do that. I have to say before I leave, Edie Brickell.
Ah, thank you. Thank you. Edie Brickell. That's who I was thinking of. Thank you, Phil. Nicely done.
If I don't get that out, I'm going to fester.
Another good word.
And As You Wish.
As You Wish.
Any movie with Andre the Giant and Manny Patinkin in the same movie, man.
You just can't go wrong.
I love both those guys.
It says something that in this day and age, they haven't even tried to remake that.
Oh, no.
They just know. They know it's just can't good
it.
As is.
I don't think The Rock can do Andre the Giant.
No, there's only one Andre.
Yeah.
Only one you, Phil. Thank you so much for the time. We appreciate you, brother. Good to see you.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you, guys.
We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and have some more fun right here on Mornings on WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, Locally Grown Radio, 8:52 on the clock. Want to send a big shout-out to Phil Hartley and our friends at Quality Plus Printing. That was awesome.
Yes,
it was. Great to have Phil in studio. We really enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new trend we got to touch about here. Trends tend to cycle in and out, but that's why they're called trends. I don't think I need to just explain
what
trends
are. Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure this has never been considered cool before. The newest beauty trend is to do your makeup so it looks like you just got done crying. What? I didn't pre-read this. A makeup artist on TikTok named Zoe Keneally is going viral after she posted a tutorial on how to do it. It starts with her claiming that a lot of women think that they look good right after they cry, and some people in the comments seem to agree with that, like it's sort of a damsel in distress look. She says to put red blush around your eyes and your nose, and she put some liquid glitter under her eyes to mimic the look of wiped away tears catching the light. It's probably the most important part. You also have to curl your lashes and make them look like they're clumped together a little bit. She says it completes the look. I have no idea of any of the words I just said. I really Ron Burgundy
like
that. I really did. I did not pre-read this, and I do not know what I'm talking about. I will say this. There is, and I think I'm in the vast majority on this one, and it's one of the few things I am. And I apologize if it is sexist. It's a conversation I've had with my mother many, many times.
Mm-hmm.
But there ain't many things that can get me to do something like a woman crying. Like a woman crying, and I will find a way to get to the sun. I will find a way to make it happen. Certainly something that pulls at my empathy, pulls at my heartstrings. Mm-hmm. If this becomes a trend and every woman is wearing their makeup this way, I'm just going to be burnt out.
You're doomed.
I'm not going to be able to handle that, man. I'm not. I don't know. We could talk the whole segment about this. I'd really prefer to hear what Melissa has to say, though.
Honestly, I'm a little disgusted.
Yeah, thank you, Mel.
I think it's absolutely stupid because to glorify something where crying is an emotion. It's a thing that happens when you are so overwhelmed and that you just it comes out of you. You can't help it. You cry. To turn it into a trend.
Yeah.
A makeup trend, I think this is shameful.
Doesn't it seem, and I'm not putting this the way I would like to, but it feels like with all the empowerment and the things that have gone on for women in the Me Too movement and all these things, this feels like, if not a step back, a half a foot back. Like, it doesn't feel like a step forward, that's for sure. It doesn't. Now maybe I'm a guy. I'm a man. I don't know. So I'm not saying, I don't want to say this like it is, canon. But it feels like to me, just first impression of that, being raised by a feminist and all those things, it feels like I've never thought, if a woman's crying, I've never thought if she looks good or bad. Like, what's wrong? What's going on?
You're not thinking about what she looks like at that moment. And at least I don't.
You're wondering what happened. Yeah. What's wrong? And as a man, more than likely, you're wondering how you can fix it. Because has a tendency to.
You're so right.
This is almost, in my opinion, and granted, I've looked nothing into this. I haven't heard anything about it until you mentioned it, James. It's making women victims. It's turning us into, woe is me, fix my problems. Well, and that is why I'm honestly angered by this.
Yeah. Well, and James mentioned it in the article, damsel in distress. How old? I mean, I thought we were done with that.
Yeah.
I thought that was something that was in the rearview mirror. But I guess, that's never true. That's not true of anything. I suppose everything is there. But that's something that's like, why would you deliberately do that? Again, I'm confused by it more, Melissa. I don't think it's great either, but it's just more confusing to me. It's like, why? That doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It really feels like there's maybe more to this than we were seeing. I feel like there's more to this.
I hear what you're saying.
And not necessarily good or bad. I it feels like there's something more to it than what we're seeing.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't pre-read it, I didn't have a good feeling about that article. It comes to us from the New York Post. So that, if that didn't tell you something right there.
Check your sources.
Yep. And don't do this, ladies. Don't do this. Like, I mean, please do whatever you want. Don't listen to me. But
seems counterproductive.
It really does feel that way. It does.
I think that there's a lot of, if you're going to wear makeup, there's a lot of other ways that you can wear makeup than, hey, let's look like I cried today. Like I woke up with puffy eyes and bawled my head off before I got out of the house.
Yeah, right.
We've all kind of ripped on the rip. Darn it. We've ripped on the rip jeans thing is what I was going to say.
He's brilliant without knowing it.
I mean, there's differences of like that kind of some of these trends that seem harmless, and then there's this kind of thing where it just seems like dangerous to me. Yeah. I did want to wrap up the hour on a good story of the day and a little homework for everybody out there. Mm. Encourage you to go to WPR. That's WisconsinPublicRadio.org. WPR.org. A big shout out to Leah Trendler. Run, Forrest, run! Racine High School students design a new paw for puppy Forrest Stump.
Oh my gosh.
At a Racine High School, a group of seniors are taking on a high-stakes assignment, building a prosthetic paw for a four-month-old puppy. Aww. A Wisconsin rescue group found the dog Forrest Stump. Let that sit there for a second. How great of a name is that?
Oh, man.
Living under a camper with his mom and siblings in a rural area near Houston, Texas. One of a seven puppy litter. Only Forrest and two others survived. Mm. It's unfortunately very common in rural Texas, they are saying. When the rescue agency found the puppy, one of his feet was infected and his left rear foot was missing its paw. Though Forrest can walk and run without a paw, she said it makes some. They say that it makes some simple tasks difficult, like climbing up furniture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they're building this paw for him, and they've pretty much got it built. The vets said there are quite a few options for the puppy, according to these people. But first, they could keep Forrest's leg, but an entire life of a crooked walking could lead to arthritis, hip dysplasia, and spinal issues.
Right? Yeah.
So they're thinking of all these things. Last week, Lykes found a group willing to take on the project, seniors in the biomedical and engineering classes at Case High School in Racine. Last week, they brought Forrest to meet the seniors so they could examine his stump. They used 3D scanners to be able to do this. And with those measurements, the students have started coming up with models. And the model has to work in all kinds of weather. So that's one of the little ladder parts there. Yeah. But All in all, things are looking up for the puppy. Last Monday, Forrest was adopted, and next week he'll come back to class to get the models fitted. If all goes well, he'll have a new paw by Thanksgiving.
How about that?
Sweet.
What a palate cleanser. Man, that was a great story.
And right local, right here in Wisconsin.
Yes, even cooler.
And there's a lot more details to it. Encourage you to read into. Again, do a little homework. Wisconsin Public Radio. This article will be right in the... You should be able to come across it right away. A big shout out to them. Great reporting.
Good reporting.
Take a break. We'll come back and get into some entertainment news, some That Ain't Right stories, good stories of the day, and so much more. It's 9 o'clock hour coming up on Mornings on WFHR.